Protesters in kayaks took to the waters of Elliott Bay again this morning as the Polar Pioneer oil rig prepared to leave Seattle. 13 activists were detained, including Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. KUOW's John Ryan's been following this story. He joins me now. Hey, John.
Hi, Marcy.
What happened this morning?
Well, Shell started moving its rig, the Polar Pioneer, about 6 this morning, and I ended up watching from Belltown. I was trying to get down there, but they left so early, I saw I was moving through Elliott Bay. If I didn't stop, I'd miss it. And I was watching it through binoculars. The rig itself, if you haven't seen it,
it's huge.
It's huge, so you can see it quite easily. But there's a whole fleet of boats around it, including Coast Guard vessels, FOSS, maritime vessels, and a bunch of kayaktivists. So as it was heading north, I watched.
Well, 13 protesters, as we've heard, including Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien, were detained. What happened?
Yeah, 13 were detained and then released this morning.
Okay.
Down at the Coast Guard station down on Alaskan Way. And they will most likely get fines for they basically violated or breached this 500-yard safety perimeter that the Coast Guard had established around the rig.
I have read that they actually pulled these kayakers out of their kayaks.
Yeah, what one of the activists told me, the Coast Guard had some kind of hooks that they could actually hook the front, the bow, and the stern of each kayak and lift it out of the water.
Whoa.
And then put it up on their boat. So, yeah, they were kind of yanked out of the water.
I understand you spoke with Councilmember O'Brien after he was released. What did he tell you?
Yeah, some of the activists, their main concern is really oil spills in the Arctic because it's so remote and could be really difficult or impossible to clean up an oil spill. O'Brien, he's really focused on climate change, and especially because earlier this year, a big study came out saying that if we do drill in the Arctic, we will not be able to avoid heating the Earth to a really dangerous degree of more than 5 degrees Fahrenheit. I asked my interview with Mike, I asked him to describe the scene of this morning's protest to me.
You know, we were all out there with our banner that said Shell No, and then the tugboats and the rigs started coming right at us and told, you guys need to move, you're too close. We slowly moved, but most of us weren't in a position where we were going to get out of the way of that rig.
Part of the goal was to delay things. Do you think you were even more than a tiny speed bump on the road to Arctic drilling this morning?
You know, I think all of us out there felt we were more than a tiny speed bump, yeah. You know, numbers, you know, maybe we caused them a few hours of delay this morning.
So a few hours of delay, John. What happens next?
O'Brien says he wants to make sure that the federal government, which is really in charge of this, not a local city government in Washington State, he says he wants to make sure they're doing everything they can to protect the Arctic. And he also wants to make sure that the rig, after the summer drilling season's over, the plan is for it to come back to Seattle. He wants to keep it out of Seattle.
We've already heard from the Coast Guard that, you know, they're something like 2,000 miles away and can't respond to a disaster up there. We've heard the government say there's a high likelihood there will be an oil spill. Making sure they're required to have, you know, all the safety precautions in place. They're drilling the relief wells, you know, that could have prevented a Deepwater Horizon disaster from being as big as it was. You know, all those things need to be in place up in the Arctic to minimize the threat of what they're going to do. At the same time, we're going to be pursuing the legal paths down here in Seattle to make it clear that that rig cannot be back in Seattle.
Well, it's not at harbor anymore. Where is the Polar Pioneer?
It was off Bainbridge Island for a couple hours stationary, and there were some more kayaktivists there. But FOSS Maritime, which is the company that's doing all this transport for Shell here, they say it wasn't because of the kayaktivists, but it was a planned stop so they could change out the tugboats.
Oh, okay. I know that there are activists up and down the Puget Sound region. Is the Polar Pioneer heading to the Arctic, or is the ship going to go up to Bellingham where that escort rig is?
Right. Well, that boat in Bellingham is the Arctic Challenger, which was an oil spill cleanup boat, and that already left. It's already on its way to Alaska. And then the Polar Pioneer is basically heading straight to Alaska as well. Not all the way to the Arctic. They're going to go to Dutch Harbor, which is the nearest deep water port to the Arctic areas they'll be drilling in. But it's more than 1,000 miles away, and that's really part of the concern that Mike O'Brien kind of referred to, that if a spill does happen, help could be very far away.
KOW's John Ryan following the Polar Pioneer, or at least its journey out of Seattle. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
Thanks, Marcy.